Welcome, beloved scribe, to this guided soul writing session. Before we begin, I want to invite you to take a moment to find a comfortable seat with your journal or your notebook nearby and a pen that feels inviting to hold. You may even wish to light a candle or bring in a stone, a crystal, or a sacred object, something that will help you to mark this time and space as different from the rest of your day. Now allow your eyes to gently close. Begin by bringing your awareness to your breath. Slow, deep, and grounding. With each inhale, feel yourself drawing in support, inspiration, and gentle courage. And with each exhale, let go of any tension, any expectations, or any stories about what should happen today. As you continue to breathe, sense the energy around you shifting, becoming softer, clearer, more sacred. Imagine having a gentle light surrounding you, wrapping you in a cocoon of safety and invitation. You're not alone here. Feel the presence of your guides, your higher self, and the soul of the book that wants to come through you. Trust that everything you need for this session is already within you. Perhaps set a simple intention for yourself now. I'm open to receive. I allow the true energy of my book to come through me in whatever way it wishes to express itself today. Allow yourself to settle into this intention, letting it sink deep into your heart. Now, with your eyes still closed, imagine a pathway unfolding in front of you. A path that leads to a beautiful sanctuary. A place that feels both ancient and new. Safe and full of possibility. With every step along this path, you feel lighter, more open, more attuned to the subtle wisdom within you. As you reach the entrance to the sanctuary, you notice a soft glow ahead. Inside, there's a table or an altar, and resting up on it is a book. This is the book within you, the one that has been waiting patiently to be seen, heard, and written. Take a moment to approach the book. Notice its size, its shape, the color or texture of its cover. Is there a title, an image, or a symbol? What do you sense or feel as you stand before it? Trust whatever impressions arise. There's no right or wrong here. Now gently reach out and place your hands on this book. Feel its energy. Perhaps there's a subtle warmth or a quiet hum, a sense of recognition, even of homecoming. Breathe into this connection. Allow your heart to open to the presence of your book's soul. If you wish, you may silently or softly say, "Beloved book within me, I'm ready to listen. I'm ready to bring your message to life." Now, when you're ready, gently bring your awareness back to your body, your breath, and this present moment. When it feels right, let your eyes open and bring your attention to your journal or the pages in front of you. Now take a deep breath and allow your pen to hover above the paper and trust that whatever comes is exactly what is needed. I invite you now to begin by writing at the top of your page the book within me. Or if you've already received a title or a phrase, write that instead. Now allow these prompts that I'm about to share with you to gently guide you. Now there's no rush, but after each prompt I will offer a spacious pause for you to write and let whatever wants to come through, let it come through. And if you need more time, then feel free to pause this recording and resume whenever you're ready. Here's the first prompt. Dearest, and here you can put the book title or book within me, what do you wish to share with me right now? I'm going to repeat that. Dearest, and put the book title or book within me, what do you wish to share with me right now? And then let your pen move as if you're receiving a letter from your book's soul. Simply write. Don't think. Don't try to figure it out. Just intuitively write. And whatever wants to be expressed through you, let it flow. I'm going to give you about 2-3 minutes. And like I said, if you need more time, then pause and then come back whenever you're ready. Now, I hope you were able to write quite a bit about what your book wishes to share with you right now. Now we're moving to the second prompt, to write even more, to get more guidance about your book. Now I want to invite you to write this question as well, so you can write about that. If I were to write the very first page of this book today, what words, images, or stories want to emerge? I'm going to repeat it. If I were to write the very first page of this book today, what words, images, or stories want to emerge? And let go of needing it to be perfect. Ignore any misspellings. Just let the energy flow onto the page. I'm going to give you another 3 to 5 minutes. And like I said, if you need more time, simply pause and then come back whenever you're ready to move forward. Thank you. Okay, now I really hope that you were able to get a lot of good content from your book, a lot of insights perhaps. Now we're moving into the third and final prompt to go even deeper. And please write this question down as well. What is the core truth or message at the heart of this book? I'm going to repeat it again. What is the core truth or message at the heart of this book? And here, allow yourself to really channel whatever comes through. This may be a single phrase, a memory, a feeling, or even a vivid scene. Just write down whatever comes through. Here, open yourself up to channel, to express whatever wants to be expressed through you. And here, I'm also going to give you another 3 to 5 minutes. If you need more time, pause and then come back. But just open yourself up to express whatever wants to be expressed through you. Okay, great. Now, if at any moment you felt resistance, judgment, or even self-doubt, then I want to invite you to simply pause and return to your breath. And place a hand over your heart and remind yourself that my book chose me. My words are enough. I am simply opening the door. I open myself up to express whatever this book wants to express through me. And then you can revisit any of these prompts again and again to go deeper, to receive more information, to channel more. And as you continue to write, know that you are held, you are guided, and you are so supported, both by your own higher wisdom and also by the field that we have created together. And I want to really invite you to release the need for this session to be anything other than what it is. Whatever comes through is perfect. And if you feel stuck, try writing this. If I wasn't afraid of doing it wrong, I would, and then write whatever comes up. Let yourself explore freely without limits. You're not here to get it right. You're here to simply say yes. There's so much wisdom that is asking to be expressed through you. If you felt guided to listen to this guided session, this guided soul writing session, then there's a reason for that. There are teachings, higher wisdom that is asked to be expressed through you. And I want to invite you to honor that, trust in that, and surrender to the process. So whenever you don't feel complete for today, set your pen down and take a moment to read over what you have written and honor yourself for showing up, for listening, for allowing the book within you to speak, to be expressed through you. And I want to invite you to gently close your eyes once more. And then thank you, guides, your higher self, and the soul of your book for their support and their presence. Now imagine a gentle golden light sealing and blessing all that has been opened here today. Know that you can return to this practice anytime you wish, whenever you want to reconnect, to listen more deeply, or to simply begin again. And as you close the session, take a deep breath and gently return to your day, carrying the knowing that you are a writer, you are a channel, and you are a sacred scribe. Your words matter, and your book is already in motion. Thank you so much for allowing me to guide you in this sacred journey. May your writing flow with grace, and may the book within you find its way into the world, one word at a time. So it is, and blessed be.